This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi appeared in court Monday, her first public appearance since she and other members of Myanmar's civilian government were removed from office and detained by the military on February 1st. A lawyer for the 75-year-old Suu Kyi said she looked well as she appeared via video conference in the capital, Naypyidaw. The lawyer said prosecutors charged her with two new crimes during the court session, attempting to incite public unrest and violating a section of the telecommunications law, operating equipment without a license. Suu Kyi was already charged with illegally importing and using six unregistered walkie-talkie radios that were found during a search of her home. She was also charged with holding public gatherings in violation of COVID-19 protocols. Meanwhile, in the nation's largest city, Yangon, security forces fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse demonstrators. On Sunday, 18 people across Myanmar were killed and more than 30 others injured in the deadliest day of public protest since the coup. Witnesses to Sunday's bloody protests say police used tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and in some cases live ammunition to quell the demonstrations. Police also aggressively sought to break up protests in other cities, including Mandalay and Dawei. Later Sunday, the UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, released a statement listing options for UN members to take against the military junta in Myanmar. He said it is imperative that the international community intensify its response to the crackdown on democracy. Andrews suggested a global arms embargo as one of the options. VOA News. Top U.S. military and intelligence officials have started looking at how best to confront what they see as the growing threat from a rising China. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin hosted the first meeting of the new China Task Force at the Pentagon Monday, hoping to bring together key military commanders, civilian leaders, and members of the intelligence community. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters that Monday's meeting is intended to formalize the mission, timing, and outputs of the task force as they work toward a baseline assessment of the department's policies, programs, and processes on China-related matters. He said the task force is expected to complete its work within the next 4 months, but added that most of its findings will be classified. U.S. officials have consistently raised concerns about what they say is China's industrial espionage, its theft of biomedical information, and the potential manipulation of technology like 5G cellular networks. There have also been tensions over Beijing's initial handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Two United Nations human rights experts have called for the immediate release of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. They've also called for an international probe into his poisoning last year. The two experts, Agnes Calamard and Irene Kahn, said in a statement Monday that Navalny's poisoning was an act meant to send a clear, sinister warning that this would be the fate of anyone who would criticize and oppose the government. Calamard is the UN Special Rapporteur dealing with extrajudicial executions, and Kahn is the Special Rapporteur for Freedom of Expression. Calamard and Kahn on Monday released the text of the official letter that they had sent to Russian authorities in December. Navalny, a prominent critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill last year on August 20th on a flight in Russia. He was flown to Berlin for treatment 2 days later. Chemical weapons experts determined Navalny was exposed to the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok. Russia has denied any involvement. Russia has also ignored calls to release Navalny, sending him to a prison outside Moscow to serve his 2.5-year prison sentence for violating the terms of his probation while convalescing in Germany. And U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad met Monday with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, the head of Afghanistan's Peace Council, to discuss steps for accelerating a process that could end decades of war in the country. The U.S. State Department announced Sunday that the aim of Khalilzad's trip is to resume discussions with all parties, including the Taliban and regional neighbors, to find a way to achieve a just and durable political settlement and permanent ceasefire. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.